Okay, being excited about a sale of some sort.
Ooh,
now, you have more experience with this than I do, so.
Yeah. Like, I think that that, in and of itself, that's one of those things that really is the snapshot of humanity.
Yeah.
Because somebody
excited
is excited.
Crap.
Now, here's the thing is, I think we touched on this with Matt, but just to reiterate, a lot of these things may not be said to the people involved
at all. Yeah, yeah.
They could be the highlights of their day to the point where I should look at it and be like, I'm glad that they had a highlight.
Or if it was the highlight of my day. Like, even if it was
right.
me.
It might not be sad. I might not be sad
I
myself.
I understand. Yeah. Right. No, I can. It's looking from the outside in.
Right. Absolutely.
Which it's making me sad. That doesn't make you sad. You know
right.
what I mean? It doesn't
right.
make the person involved sad.
Right. Like, we don't. I guess the thing is, like, you don't have to feel guilty laughing at this stuff. Because the people may be happy with their
right.
everything that happened.
Well, you should feel guilty for listening to this because you're wasting at least a half an hour a day every time you listen to this. So on that
Somebody
level,
is one of the things on the SandCon bracket listening to stick it in your ear hole.
Yeah, and podcasting
in general.
Because if someone were to look in this window right now. Let's make this the next one.
Oh, my God.
Two guys sitting in a dark room across from each other with nothing but a computer.
You know what we did, too? The way we've gone about SandCon, we've made it an item.
Yeah.
Because if we would have just done it the first time we talked about it, like the next episode.
Right.
We have, like, strung it along, right?
We've gotten in fights over it.
We've got, you and I have gotten, right. And it's, like, for the purpose of, like, what, you know, 15
maybe,
listeners?
Maybe. Maybe 15 people who have randomly asked us, what's up with
And they're Santa? Asking us out of, like, they're
pity,
asking us,
I think.
They're asking us because they're, like, I'm having a conversation with Damian or Parker. I'm not going to be, like, you know, your podcast is kind of whatever. Like, I'm going to show interest because that's the nice thing to do.
Yeah.
So they show interest. And then we're like, we got to do it for
this.
The fans.
We got to do it for the people. Make them laugh.
And we're like, we have to do this. Yeah. There's no reason we have
We've
to do this.
Wasted. Now it's going on 4 hours we've been recording. And we haven't been recording. We've stopped.
Right.
We've
taken
discussed.
Some breaks. Well,
which makes
balls.
It worse.
We've had balls.
We've
so
had balls.
We had some balls breaks.
Yeah. Which makes it worse, I think. If we would have recorded 4 hours, it might have been better. But the fact that we've stopped.
Like, this is like an epic struggle to do this.
This is hard. I mean, it's
this
8
is
o'clock.
So sad.
It's 8 o'clock on a Saturday night.
Oh, my gosh.
This is what we're doing. Now, it's sadder for me because you're married. Like, you probably wouldn't be doing much else anyway. Well, you would be.
Well,
but,
to be fair, what would you be doing?
Well, the sad thing is I'd probably be here, even if we weren't recording.
Talking about this and not recording it. Oh, my gosh.
Or
this
I'd
is
be
an
at
item.
My house talking to you on iChat.
This is an item.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. We got on our own SandCon list. Oh, my gosh. Two guys
but
podcasting.
But see, we're happy. Well, I'm not happy. But we're happy doing it.
Right, but from the outside looking in,
this is
sad.
This is as sad as it can get.
Oh, my gosh. I'm having a crisis of
why though? You're happy though.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. No, I mean, really, when you lay it out there, it's not. You know, I mean this is a highlight of my week.
That's so sad.
Yep.
Oh my god.
We
got on our.
I have turned down hanging out with people
to do this. We better make it big.
Hey, how do you make it big?
I don't know. We better.
What do you mean? Wait, do you think we're going to make it big?
No, but something must better happen.
I don't know what will happen.
Maybe here's how you make it big in podcasting. Somebody mails you a lottery ticket because they're like, you guys are great. Here's a lottery ticket. And that lottery ticket wins. That's how you break and make it big. It's off of luck.
Man.
Wait till we start charging for this.
then we'll
get $15 an episode.
I think we can charge $20
a season. No,
we'd
charge $15
an episode.
So one person would buy it, Pamela.
No, she wouldn't. She doesn't listen.
Well, she doesn't have to listen. She just has to buy
it. So we're going to take her $15.
My $15.
And so it was your $15.
split
well,
it.
Well, I guess I'm the only one. I'm making out.
Yeah, you make $750. You make $750.
You lose $750.
Right. Well, I.
So that makes you the saddest.
You win.
Not really.
Yeah, because it's much sadder to take $750 from your friend.
Wait, that's sadder?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, because it would be much sadder to be, like, swindling your friend out of $7, like, ha ha.
Really? Than
your
a
best
friend,
friend?
A friend saying.
Maybe I feel bad for you.
Well.
Damien needs $750.
I do kind of need $750.
So, you heard it here first, folks. Send $7.50 to Damien Eby. No, I'm just kidding.
No, do.
No, don't. I'm editing this out.
Why?
I don't want somebody to do it out of a joke.
Why?
Because then you're going to make $750.
So what?
We're not charging for this, ever.
$750.
But yeah, we've gotten on our list.
I'll get a PO box.
If somebody was looking at us, we've made it.
We've stumbled upon our own list of sadness.
Wow.
I bet this
wins. I hope we don't
win. I bet
this
wins the bracket.
No, it's not going to win the bracket.
It's not up to us.
I'm purposely not letting it win the bracket.
How can you do that?
You know what?
You can't stop it.
There's going to be fine print like there is on American Idol where the judges could make the final decision.
No.
I'm just kidding.
That would be the saddest. You just made your own list twice. You made your own list twice.
Messing the results so that you don't win because you were going to win overwhelmingly.
There's no doubt you were.
Everybody voted for it.
So.
All right. Anyway. So that's another one on the list.
Yep.
Dang. All right. So back to the last one. This is the last one, I think. This is the last one. Sale. Somebody being excited about sale. Getting back to it. Oh, my gosh. I'm having a crisis. I'm having
that
a crisis
might be from
here.
The balls.
That's probably the balls. I'm having a crisis, but I'm like, you know what? It might be the balls.
It might be the balls.
I'm glad that we drank the balls because now I feel horrible.
Yeah.
At least I can attribute to the balls, not my life.
Well, I mean, we just sort of laid out our lives.
Yeah, but like I can say that I'm feeling bad about my life because of the balls.
I think you only have more energy to feel bad about your life because of the balls.
Let me have this. Let me have this.
I can't, man.
Why? Wait. Why can't you?
Because I can't have it, so why can you?
But
I'm not happy.
But you can.
I'm like, once it's like the Matrix. Once you see the outside world, like it's all just a lie.
Misery loves company.
Yeah. What are you doing?
I don't know. All right.
I think it's the balls.
No. So anyway, last one. This leads us to we had mentioned it before our unfortunate and inevitable landing on the list.
Which, by the way, that was not.
That was in no way scripted.
No.
I need everybody to know that. I really did not think that this was depressing.
Hmm.
I see it now.
Not even a little bit. You never thought like.
No! I really didn't.
Like, I'm still okay with it.
I am too. No, to be honest, I'm not.
I mean, we're never doing it again.
No, I'm not having a crisis in the way where I'm like, I can't do this. I can't be here. I just never really thought about it. To on the outside looking in, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Look at us.
I mean, blogging would be less sad.
We have pictures to prove it.
We have money invested.
Oh my gosh, stop. You're making it worse. I know the whole point of this was to riff on these to make them worse, but stop. It's getting bad. I'm not going to want to do this anymore. Last one. Somebody being excited about a sale. Okay, yeah. I haven't actually, I mean, of course I've kind of seen this, but like, that's not the point. I think we've gotten away from the idea is that, okay, well, let's riff on it. What can make it bad? Okay. I say it's a woman, but man might be sadder.
I have a scenario for a man. Well, no, this would actually, the scenario would still be worse for a woman because it wouldn't make sense.
I feel like for a man, like to be like a man is surprised by a sale more often, especially if it's like the kind of sale I'm talking about. Now, to right off the bat, before we even get into the idea of male or woman, the thing that it makes it different is that it's a sale that's saving you like such a small amount of money.
Yeah,
it has to be. Otherwise, it's a great thing. Like if you find a TV for $200 off, that's a great sale, and that's not sad.
Yeah,
But when you're saving like 2-for-1, like, you know, hamburger helper, like, oh my God,
that's bad.
And the thing is not having the sale, because obviously take advantage of a sale if it's there. The being excited about the sale, that's the thing.
Being
being surprised and excited about it. Like, oh my gosh!
Yeah.
Did you see this?
Did you see this? Like pointing it out to random people. Seriously, did you see this?
You
and take advantage.
No, that's all right. I don't want to. Well, you're missing out.
I mean, look how much it costs. One is this much. So two, you'd be paying this much. But it's 2-for-1. You're only paying this much.
I think it has to be like a food or clothing. And it has to be like a semi necessity / frivolous. By that I mean food or clothing is at the base form a necessity. You absolutely have to have a clothing on your body and you need food.
Right.
But you don't need a Tweety Bird t-shirt.
Yeah.
And you don't need Hamburger Helper. You could eat other food and wear other clothing. Right. But to be excited about those specific things, yeah. So to be like, oh my gosh. It's like, you know.
What if it's...
2-for-1. 2-for-1 always is sad.
What if it's a woman?
Right.
And she's excited about a John Cena t-shirt.
The wrestler guy. Oh my gosh. And it's like a big ugly t-shirt of him
it's
standing.
Like a night, he's like, she's like, I can wear it as a nightgown.
Oh, it's the long kind.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, it's like in the man section, but she's obviously, yeah. Like, what about that? It's like his whole body is like on the front, and then on the back it says whatever his phrase is.
Right. So, I'm on seeing you.
I'm
on the mat.
I'm a Xenia in the face.
It's not Z.
What is it? Cena,
yeah,
I guess you're right.
But it's like
I'm just trying to prove how little I know about wrestling.
Right, you knew it was Cena, and you're like Xena. Oh, you knew Parker?
You're a loser.
Okay, I say food, but I like that John Cena one a lot. But like because honestly, when you save money on clothing, it's usually a pretty good savings.
Because
it's already like if you got 2-for-1, you could be saving $15.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if it's a $15 shirt.
The thing is, food, though, like, even in the worst level of food, it's still food. Like, in some way, that food could help you out if you run out of food.
That's true.
A t-shirt, a John...
But the whole thing isn't necessarily that they're, like, the benefit of the item.
Right.
It's that they're getting excited about it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look! Now, Pamela brought up an item. Do you think this is worse than showing up and seeing a sale? Do you think it's worse to be excited about the sale before you even get to the store? Do you know what I mean? So Pamela brought up the idea that you'd have the flyer with you.
See, I'm the wrong person to ask about sales in general because when I blindly buy things, like if I have to buy stuff, I never look at sales.
Right. Well, and I'm the same way.
Right.
And
so
I think
I
guys
know,
in general
right.
are like that.
But yeah.
Which is
I,
why.
I don't know which. I don't know if the idea of. No, yeah. I think what she said was the worst because there was definitely planning involved.
So
right?
she had. Yeah. She, Pamela had mentioned they have the circular.
Yeah.
Which isn't necessarily coupons.
No.
It's actually like.
Just,
an advertised
it
sale.
It just says the thing.
Right. And it's circled. So it's obvious that they were looking at the circular, saw it, couldn't, like, they took the initiative enough to circle it because they were like, I want to remember that item.
Yeah.
Like.
But I can't, I might forget it. So I will bring this with me.
So they bring it, right? Okay. I'm going to make it worse.
Okay.
It's sold out.
Oh. When that's the only thing circled. What if that's the only thing circled?
What if that was the purpose of the trip?
Yeah.
And they wasted $10 in gas driving there or something. Because they're like, I don't usually make a grocery trip, but this is a really good deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good. But then...
A dollar off Snackwell's Devil's Food snacks.
That's bad.
Because it's like, the worst is getting like... Is like the Snackwells, like the diet, or like the, not the diet, but like the 100 calorie packs.
Yeah.
And especially when you do, like if they eat the whole box. If they eat the whole box of them.
It's like this, like it's 100 calories.
So I'll eat all of them.
There's 8 in there.
800 calories.
It's okay, they're on a diet. No, there's just less. They're not diet, there's just less.
In a smaller amount. No, you're wrong.
Hey, it's
so okay. So yeah, the circular. I think that it's what if it's gone? What if it's sold out?
Yeah, that's pretty
and
bad.
And they're mad now.
And they ask, "Do you have any more in the back? You ever hear
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Do you have any more in the back?
No, that's we have it a lot.
Could you look?
Could you ask? Could you
just
look?
Just please. I drove here for this. Look, I circled it. Like, why would they? They have a circular. Like, that's the only item they went there for. But yet they still have it.
Yeah, right. They needed to remember, but it was the only purpose of the trip.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! But they were so excited that they circled it.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Three or four times, you see the pen goes,
it goes
went
through.
Around like three or four.
What if they like actually cut it out of the circular by pen? That's pretty bad.
So yeah, so the circular, they're circling it. Okay, and I mean, I say it's food. Is that?
Yeah, I think you're
okay,
right.
Okay, because
yeah. I mean, the t-shirt thing's funny, but
right, but yeah, I think that's funny, but it's like, I think because usually it's such a small amount of money you're
yeah.
saving, 25 cents off.
Yeah.
Whoa, 25 cents off Hot Pockets.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That just made me
limit think. Four per customer? I can get four boxes yeah. of Hot
Pockets? And then they say each family member yeah. each family member is told to get four separately.
And then no, okay, right. So maybe they're not out of it, but it goes Hot Pockets. Limit four per customer, right? She brings them up to buy it. They're like, "Oh, well there's two in a pack though." That means you
get
two.
Yeah.
No, it says four. That yeah. means four boxes.
Yeah,
no, man.
Could
and
you get
they're
the
arguing.
Get the
I'm going to need
there's
the
a whole line. There's only one line open at the grocery store. That's bad.
Oh
yeah,
man.
That's pretty bad to fight for your Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets.
That whole sentence is, I mean, did you have more?
No, I don't think can we go can you go anywhere else with it? Because I think the circular thing brought it to another
yeah,
level.
I think that's it.
I think it should be out though. I think to be fair,
yeah.
I think for the final scenario, the item should be not there like by the time
right.
they get there. Because yeah, it doesn't matter why. I don't even think it's necessary that it has to have sold out because it was so popular.
Right.
I think it could be something where it's like the Walmart circular isn't necessarily like
it's
like
generalized.
Yeah, it's so like it's every Walmart and it's
yeah.
like, "Oh, we only had like three and we sold
yeah.
them." Like,
yeah.
I mean
yeah. like we had the
sorry,
deal,
we sold it out.
Yeah,
it was in the circular. But yeah, sorry, we're out of those right now.
Yeah,
we didn't this particular store. And oh, what if they're like, wait, so other stores might have it?
Yeah.
So they drive across
where's
town.
The, yeah.
So they go to the effort of Walmart to make it local if you live around here. And then they're like, oh, what? So then they drive all the way to the Lincoln Highway Walmart.
And
see?
They're like, we don't have any.
They're like, we're sold out.
Or like, we're not participating in this deal.
Oh, man.
That whole scenario just made me think of a whole nother sad thing.
Oh, good. All right. Well, here's another one.
Okay. Actually, I thought of two, but for somehow, in the process, I've forgotten one.
Which is probably for the best.
Yeah. But this and this one's actually a true thing, so maybe you don't want to put it in here.
No, okay, but this could just be another mention. Might as well just add it to the pile.
And it's, God love the woman for doing it, but my aunt.
What are you, 100?
What? Because she was this
but you're woman. Just going to say that saying?
No.
Just, like,
if you knew this woman, you would say it. Because she's the sweetest lady, but this thing she did.
God love her.
God love her, honestly. I'll say it again. I stand by
Why not God love everybody? I'm not getting to a whole thing. I'm sorry. I just was kidding. It just was a funny
podcaster.
At least I'm not a podcaster.
So this woman, my aunt would have, we'd always have holidays at my one great aunt's house, and it's my great second cousin. I don't know where she is, but and she would always, she would always have people. Like don't know how she knew these people, but there was always it was always neat because it was she'd invite anybody who she didn't think have a place to be.
To
these things.
To like
Which,
some kind of dinner.
Right.
Wait, did you say like a dinner party?
Like, you know, like Easter or
cool.
like holidays.
Cool. That's nice.
Yeah. And,
it's
not...
that's like Pamela's mom. She does that.
Right.
But, yeah,
because I come over. Because I got nowhere else to be.
I got nowhere else to go.
So anyway, this one woman, and I'm still not sure the relationship to my aunt, but my...
So this is mostly concerning somebody she had invited over.
Right.
Some random person.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But she was there a lot, and I knew her. I mean, I knew her well enough. I don't remember her name, but, like, I would know her well enough to know, you know, I'd have a conversation. She'd ask
right.
me how I was doing
right.
and stuff like that. And, but every year, every event, she brought the biggest mountain of Rice Krispies treats. Like, she'd bring to the point where she would have five, like, for each one of us, she would send us home with our own plate of Rice Krispie treats.
Wow.
And I didn't think much of it. I just thought that was the only thing she knew how to make.
Right, right, or something. And she just, for some reason, made that many.
Right. Are you ready for this?
Okay.
This woman's thing, well, the reason she had to unload so many Rice Krispies was because every time Kellogg's had a send in the UPC code deal where it'd be like, send in 30 UPC codes and you'll get a Kellogg's hat.
Oh, she was addicted to that? Oh my gosh, did you buy so many Rice Krispies?
Only Kellogg's. And I think because of
Rice Krispies, and you could make that off of it.
I guess so.
Right.
But yeah, so like she was spending, you know, cereal is not cheap.
Oh no, it's not. Oh my gosh.
So she would
to
do
get
these
a hat
to get
like,
a watch.
Or yeah,
or
like
Pony the Tiger watch.
Or a DVD. Well, not back then, but yeah, right.
Just like a little thing that like you don't even know why she would want.
Because I've heard of people, because I was going to bring it up, but it seemed moot because so many people have already know about or feel it. And, you know, like I've heard the scenario, but just that somebody that's addicted to the QVC.
Yeah.
Which goes along with the hoarder, but just somebody that's like constantly buying something. But that is another level.
It's a whole nother thing. Because like, you still have to send in like shipping and handling costs.
Yeah. And the cost of the cereal, like it's not the only reason it's worth it is if you're like. Well, we have a family that goes through a lot of cereal.
Right. But no, this was just her and her husband. And like I said, she, honest to goodness,
God
like,
love her.
God love her because she was the sweetest lady and she was proud of her Rice Krispie treats.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I think that's it.
We did it. SanCon.
It's done. Okay. So now, just some logistics real quick. Cause I like the bracket idea.
Yeah.
So maybe what we'll do is we'll start putting up, two things. Maybe we'll try to figure out a way to do a polling system on the website or something. Don't hold us to this.
Don't hold us to anything.
It might break down into just anybody who emails in the answer, you know, whatever, we don't know. I don't know how we'll do it. But basically what we're going to try to do, the attempt will be anyway, to try to get some, you know, as many people as we can to vote on each individual matchup.
Right.
And we'll vote. Yeah, people will vote, and then we will just go through the brackets, and then
if everyone,
everyone who votes gets their name in a hat, right?
Gets their name in a hat. And then the winner at the end will get the elaborate bracketing system.
They'll get an autographed poster from Stick It In Your Ear Hole.
Really?
Yeah.
We're going to ruin it with our names.
No, but yeah, you'll get a poster that a SanCon poster.
Yeah. Which I haven't designed yet.
Yeah, it's not quite designed.
I actually
it'll
did
be great.
Start it. Several months ago.
If it's anything like that picture that's on Facebook.
I think that was part of it. I started several months ago, and I think I lost it. So I may need to start over.
That's good. So, yeah. So whoever... So basically, what I think it's going to be is voting.
Yeah.
Just every time you... not every time you vote.
No. Just one name per... I mean, it's only 10 names.
But what I'm thinking is to get people to vote each time.
Yeah.
What if you get your name in the hat for each bracket, each matchup?
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean? So, yeah. Like, if there's going to be 10 matchups or 20 matchups, I don't know how many there'll be until we get to the end of this garbage. If you vote at each matchup and there's 20 matchups, you get 20 names in the hat.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
We'll just do that. I mean, that makes it. Yeah. Better. Makes
and
it,
just
get people
just,
excited about voting.
So, and just so you know,
call or text.
If you don't win and you honestly want Parker's or my autograph, you can honestly, a great boost for our egos.
Oh,
if you just
gosh.
See us somewhere, just ask us for it.
Oh, stop it.
We'll just give it to you. Or maybe I'll make a PDF that you can print out.
Oh, my gosh. That's what we need to do.
We can print out of our...
We need to put it on the website for people to download.
Like, no.
And then just take...
And then they'll just sign our names to shit all the time. Oh, I had to swear once.
Yep. Now it's explicit, even though it doesn't say that. No, so, yeah. We're going to do some voting. And we'll get each matchup somewhere on Facebook or the website or something.
And probably what you just said is true. We will be the ones doing the voting.
Yeah, all right, whatever it is. But somebody, at least one person, please vote so that you can win the stupid poster.
That I haven't even awesome made yet. Poster.
Yeah, what if you start making it? It's a pain to make it. And you're like, you know what? I'm glad nobody's voting.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's it. SandCon.
SandCon, let's go!